Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 4 titled Your Spiritual Checkup Part 2. Hey you guys, this is Kelsey Millay and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today, we are diving into the second part of your assessment of your relationship with God. If you missed yesterday's episode, go ahead and pause this episode, jump back to hear part one, and then come back here to join us for part two. Yesterday, we dove into communication and how vital that is for every relationship. Today, we are talking about love. What we are doing to show God we love him, and also how we can strive to feel his love for us. I think right off the bat, we could all list a handful of ways that we can show God that we love him, starting with, if you love me, keep my commandments, which I feel like is one of the most common and well-known scriptures. Another well-known commandment would be the first one that says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. We can also show God we love him by prayer, going to church, serving others. All of these things fall into an area where we can show God that we love him by essentially obedience. I am a mom, and I am so thankful to be able to be in this role as a parent, simply because sometimes I feel like it helps me have such better insight on God and his role as a heavenly parent. I can see how being obedient is an amazing way to show love, because I love when my kids listen, and not in a controlling way, but simply because I want what is best for them. And I know that my guidance in certain situations can a lot of the times be super helpful if they would listen. As much as I love when my kids are obedient, what actually draws me the closest to my kids and what makes me love them so much is when they talk to me. When we can sit at the end of the day over dinner and talk about our highs and lows and what was good that day and what was bad that day. And then when I tuck my daughter in at night and she talks my ear off, even though those bedtime routines get dragged out sometimes because of how much they talk, it's also one of my absolute favorite things with my kids. These are the moments in my day that I live for. It's the small moments that sustain our relationship and build my relationship with my kids. I don't think it's any different for our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I'm sure it is a big, huge yes that he wants us to be obedient, but I would think it is also safe to assume that he finds deep joy and appreciation when we talk to him. When we talk with God, our love for him will grow in return as we get to know him better. Feel him more, as just like our earthly relationships, I believe our trust in him will only grow as we continue to spend more time with him. Henry Beiring said, if you want to stay close to someone who has been dear to you, but from whom you are separated, you know how to do it. You would find a way to speak to them, you would listen to them, and you would discover ways to do things for each other. The more often that happened, the longer it went on, the deeper would be the bond of affection. If much time passed without the speaking, the listening, and the doing, the bond would weaken. God is perfect, and you and I are mortal, but he is our Father. He loves us, and he offers the same opportunity to draw closer to him as would a loving friend, and you will do it in much the same way, speaking, listening, and doing. So, from that quote, what do we learn? You and I can both deepen our love with God by simply speaking, listening, and doing. Speaking, meaning praying to him out loud, in our minds, in our hearts. Second, listening, not closing our prayer before we give him the opportunity to speak to us, or even just showing up to him to solely listen, not coming to him with any request, but simply just to listen. And third, doing. I see this kind of what we were referencing in the beginning of this podcast with obedience, where we're serving others, we're going to church, we're obeying the commandments. That is the doing. We have been given an opportunity to feel God's love. God's love, like the maker of the universe, the God who created you, the God who knows every single detail of you and loves you perfectly. We get to enjoy his love. I think about it and it is a huge blessing. Are we taking advantage of feeling his love? Today's thought is, love cares, love listens, love includes, love inspires. Love is at the heart of what makes us human, for we are children of God, and God is love. Congratulations, you have now made it halfway through your spiritual assessment. Come back tomorrow morning for part 3. Also, just so you know, any of the quotes that I ever share in any of my podcast episodes will be linked in my show notes on my website, which is www.theguided.co. So be sure to go there if you want to save them or check them out. I love you guys and am leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.